This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus pandemic continues its worldwide path of sickness and death, with 1.7 million cases and a death toll moving toward 104,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University, and often it is hard to keep up from hour to hour. This is a sadly different kind of Easter weekend, as possibly hundreds of millions of Christians are being forced to mark their holiest day of the year away from their churches, their extended families, and friends. The same goes for Jews who are celebrating Passover, all part of an effort to halt the spread of COVID-19. In the Vatican, St. Peter's Square remains quiet. Yesterday, Pope Francis led a Good Friday procession basically alone. It will be a similar scene of enforced tranquility in the Holy City, all through a weekend that normally draws huge crowds of believers from around the world. Here in the United States, the coronavirus caseload is moving toward 502,000, with almost 19,000 fatalities, by far the most in the world. But there are encouraging signs in the state of New York, where conditions in the epicenter, New York City, are easing. While daily death tolls are still heavy, new infection numbers have been falling, relieving pressure on hospitals and their overworked staffs. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo calls it evidence a statewide lockdown order is working the way it should be, by helping to flatten the curve of the coronavirus spread. Fewer beds than anticipated are being filled in New York. The same is true for ventilators. And there has been a small move downward among intensive care unit patients, a critical metric. There have been close to 8,000 coronavirus deaths in New York. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is promising an announcement soon on whether and when to reopen the American economy. Current stay-at-home guidelines run out on April 30th, and it's widely believed Mr. Trump wants the country back on track as early as May 1st. He also says he'll listen to his health experts, including those who warn of the risks involved in moving too soon to lift restrictions. There are also questions about the willingness of state governors to follow Mr. Trump's lead on restarting the economy sooner rather than later. This is VOA News. There has been an alarming increase in coronavirus deaths in Britain, almost 900, bringing its total to just under 9,000. The UK has had almost 74,000 cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says while hospital admissions are leveling off, it is too early to say if the country's infection numbers have peaked. He says there is a need for more evidence. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson continues his COVID-19 recovery after being diagnosed 2 weeks ago. He is still hospitalized in London, but is said to be spending some time out of bed and doing some walking, and he is said to be making very good progress. In continental Europe, Spain and Italy account for over 300,000 pandemic cases. Together, they have lost 35,000 lives. In France, the number of COVID-19 deaths is more than 13,000. Italy's nationwide lockdown has been extended through May 3rd. But the special commissioner for the pandemic, Domenico Arcuri, says, quote, the virus has not been defeated, but we are on the right path. He also said the next phase, a gradual reopening, would be complex and disciplined to avoid a second wave of contagion. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has added 2 weeks to his country's lockdown, the largest in the world, affecting 1.3 billion people. Johns Hopkins numbers in India, 7,600 cases with 249 fatalities. In Cyprus, leaders of the Greek and Turkish sides of the island nation say because of the pandemic, they're renewing a pledge of cooperation. Greek Cyprus is internationally recognized, while the Turks occupy the northern half of the island, in contravention of international law. In Japan, there has been a broadening of a government request that people stay away from bars, clubs, and restaurants which remain open across the country. Japan's state of emergency, declared earlier this week, carries no penalty. It asks people to stay home as much as possible. The country has a confirmed COVID-19 case count of just over 6,000, with about 100 deaths. There are fears a surge of cases could lie ahead. South Korea is moving to implement a controversial plan to put wristbands on people who refuse to self-quarantine as a way to monitor their whereabouts. South Korea's numbers, 10,450 cases and 208 deaths, numbers held down by a huge testing program. The Trump administration and congressional leaders are apparently set to launch bipartisan talks on a new coronavirus aid package, with hopes for action as soon as next week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have paved the way for the White House to open negotiations on an interim bill to replenish a $350 billion paycheck protection program for businesses. President Trump says he's agreed to help Mexico with global oil output reductions. The surprise move could help break the impasse over a major round of cutbacks by oil-producing nations aimed at stabilizing crude oil prices. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.